So let me preface this episode by apologizing to the now two unique listeners going around, and anybody else that may have listened to this in the past and actually enjoyed it but never told me about it. I'm back. I took an extended leave, not by choice. Yep, there I go with the ums again. I'm out of practice. I had some issues with some trying to change jobs. Everything went to shit, basically. I'm still with my original employer that I had that I tried to quit twice now, and possibly a third time, who knows. And I'm also not working right now because I had some health issues. I had an infection, apparently, that went into my bone and my foot. I had to have it cut open, yuck. And now I'm on the mend. I can't really work. I can't walk. My job's not a light duty job. So I've been sitting on my ass for, God, yeah, almost a month now. I'm supposed to be at a minimum of 6 weeks. And I'll have to go into more detail on that in this episode. But this is the apology intro. And I'm going to go over some stuff today and catch you guys up on what the hell happened to me and where I went and why I'm gone. And then, then we can get this ship back in the right direction, I guess. So, if you're still listening, thank you. Try and tell people about this, I guess, if they like it. I'm just a guy putting a podcast out. Kind of probably should have been doing that in the long run, because it probably would have kept my head straight the whole time I was gone. And, I'm going to pause for this new intro that sounds kind of weird, and then I'm going to come right back to you guys. So, stay tuned!
Welcome to There You Go, the podcast where anything goes. I hope you're sitting down, because we're about to start right now.
Yep, Corey Crow here. Welcome back to the There You Go podcast. I'm trying to start again, I guess. I took 2 months off in the spring for a season break. Lost the motivation, came back in July, well, the end of June, and then July 12th was the last episode. And then I had what I call a mental breakdown, caused by work. So let me get you up to speed on that. Stop all my... So I took a new job, my current one that I was working at sucked really hard. I was stuck in Rhode Island, working 45 minutes each way, getting up at like 4:30 in the morning to get ready for work, to be there by 7. So I started a new job at a gas station where I was going to become assistant manager, and probably shortly after that become store manager. And then after a couple days there, I realized the place sucked. The paperwork and stuff was monotonous, and you had to do basically every task twice, because you had to do it on paper, then you had to transfer to a computer, and then you had to scan the paperwork and send it in. So it was like, it was ridiculous. There was just no need for all that extra work. It was time consuming. It was boring. I did like the interactions with the customers, because you get a customer for like 3 seconds and then they're gone. So it's like, you're just constantly dealing with other people, but, there was a lot of food prep that, I wasn't really a fan of. My training was terrible. Basically the company's, standards were ridiculously low. Operational stuff, but like I mean, they had high standards as a company. I mean, they've been doing it for a long time, but it was just, it was like taking me back to the 90s and working, and it was just, it was horrible situation. So after 4 days, I quit. I did not give them any notice. And I called my old boss back, who I just transferred. I got transferred so I could work part-time back at one of my old stores. The manager took me back because, you know, he's awesome. And then, so I started working there. And then I got a call back from the job I really wanted, which was, a retail store, obviously, because I don't know anything else. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be stuck working in retail for the rest of my life, because I have no drive or ambition to actually improve myself, apparently. And I'm a glutton for punishment. So I took the other job, which was a store manager position. I was basically, I was told, okay, you used to work, because I used to work for the company years ago. And I was brought in, I was interviewed 3 times. They said, hey, you know, things are a little different, but it's basically the same. It's just more, there was more standards in place. There was more operational stuff. There was more technology than before. There was counting on hands that they never did before, because before it used to be we drop it, you put it out somehow, and then you hopefully get it sold and your back room cleared out, which never happened back in the day. And then with the newer systems, supposedly, I mean, the one I trained in for 2 weeks, that was, their back room was pretty much empty. And then they just kept telling me, oh, yeah, when you get down to your store, there's going to be, you know, there's definitely some freight in the back room. There's a lot of work to be done. And then when I get there, it's like, okay, well, the stock room's completely full. You have no idea what's on the shelves. Your on-hands you have to fix, even though you don't know what's in your back room. So you have to fake your on-hand numbers, which is against policy. And you have to, everybody keeps calling out and leaving early and not showing up for shifts, not calling out. So you need to fire everybody and then rehire all these new people. And at the same time, we're opening a store 10 minutes down the road. So they're getting all the applicants. And then they're like, okay, well, you need another assistant manager. So I'm trying to get another assistant manager. And then the one at the new store quits. So they start sending that resumes over there instead of to me. So it's like, okay, so you want me to fire everybody, rehire with no applicants. And I'm 3.5 months away from Christmas. I don't know about you guys, but that sounded like shit to me. So after a lot of call outs, having to work open and close, I started having issues with my right foot. I got an infection from a cut that never healed properly because I'd never had time off to recuperate. Mostly my fault for, wanting to work instead of sitting at home, not getting paid. Finally, after 2 different trips to the hospital because my foot was swollen up, they said I caught an infection in the bone from what I thought was a blister, but apparently was an abscess. So, the infection got from the blood to the bone. So I had to have a surgery on September 25th, which means the night before I was put up in the hospital on my anniversary, my 10th anniversary. So that was a good time. Completely ruined my whole plan for the day. Spending the day with my wife, taking her out to a nice lunch and stuff. And next thing you know, I'm getting put in the hospital. I don't have any clothes packed because I was supposed to go in, get a antibiotic, and then go home. That turned into 6.5 days in the hospital. Tons of IVs and antibiotics put in you. Can't sleep. Got an 80-year-old guy across the way who still works as a realtor. agent or in between guy for a property. So, and he was answering phone calls from 7 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. He was having paranoia about his wallet being stolen, where his daughter just took his pants home to wash them and bring them back so he could pick them up the next day. It was a nightmare. So the 25th, they cut my foot open, my right foot, my power foot, apparently. They drained everything out. They cut everything out. They took a piece of the bone off that I didn't need. So now I have a big toe that one that's straight on the left side, and the last one kind of leans to the right a little bit because I guess they have this little bone in there. And it's like a kneecap kind of thing. He's like, you don't need it, so we're just going to take it out because it doesn't look good. So now I have two uneven big toes. Fun times. And surgery went well. They left it wide open so we could drain out properly so the abscess could close up, the hole they made from the surgery close up. And apparently, I'm going on now. I think next week is week 4 of the 6 that they told me it would minimum to take to heal. And the cut from the surgery, I don't know, the wound, I don't know what you call a wound after it's been surgically repaired. So the gaping hole in my foot is almost completely closed. I have to wrap it. I have to walk with one of those surgical boots, like not the big boot that you see like people walking on, one of those like sneakers that like has Velcro, so I can't put pressure on the my big toe. So if I have to walk around the house, I sound like a horse because it claps against the tile of wood. You got to take it off and you don't put your foot right down on the floor. It goes clap like really loud and pisses everybody off in the house. Which is fun at like midnight when I have to get up and go to the bathroom because I have, I'm doing 6 weeks of IV into my heart through a PICC line, which goes right in my right bicep, which is my right hand. I'm right-handed. So it's, kind of, for a while, with the pain and stuff of getting used to it, it made me basically useless on the right side of my body between the foot and the leg and the arm. But I'm a roller when I sleep, so I don't want to pick line up. So I've been sleeping on my couch where we have a chaise at the end. Chaise, whatever. And it has the armrest there. So I keep the arm up there and I basically sleep in a seated. My body's up and my legs are out. And I'll tell you, my neck has never felt better. And, so I haven't slept in my own bed since September 24th. And, it's not fun. So, I'm kicking myself because I went to a different hospital back in August to get this looked at, and they were like, oh, well, you got cellulitis, so here's some some IVs and some Motrin, take this, and it'll go away, and then it never went away. So, like, if they had done more tests, like the other hospital I went to, shout out to Milford Regional Medical Center in Milford, Mass., they took the time to do x-rays, they did MRIs, they even did an EKG on me to make sure I wasn't going to have a stroke or heart attack or something. And I've been dealing with them through outpatient now. Plus I got a podiatrist that, is a really cool guy. He's helped me out a lot with my paperwork too, for my short-term disability from my work, which they have not paid me for. Luckily I, hoarded some money ahead of time because when I knew something was going to go down, I kind of just like threw some money aside. So, because the disability people right now, they're funneling the money through the state. But the state's not paying me because my work didn't tell me that I had to apply through the state because they said they would do it, which they did, but they didn't tell me I also had to put it in so they could put them together to get me my money. So after the money that's paid to the state from the other company that pays the short-term disability, they end up giving me the difference, which is like the first week was $20. So I was like, okay, that's that's got to be what, like the, you know, the waiting period. That's, you know, because I went out on a Friday. So I figured, oh, maybe they're only paying for like one day after all this. And then the second week, I get a check for $15. And I'm like, well, all right, what the hell is going on? So I call them and they're like, oh, did you apply through the state? I'm like, well, CVS. Yeah, CVS. There's the big secret, CVS. They did it for me. And they're like, well, you have to call it on your own and do the application. I'm like, so why didn't anybody tell me this 2 weeks ago? I would have been getting paid by now. So I call the state. Do it online. They've there's two different forms that a doctor has to fill out. I don't have a primary. I can't get one right now because everybody's like, oh, we're booked up till January. We're booked up till January. Come back in January. And it's like, dude, I got a hole in my foot. I need help now. I mean, they put me on like lisinopril for hypertension because I'm super stressed out when I'm in the hospital. I've had, since all that stuff went down with the other two jobs, I've had anxiety through the roof. I was having panic attacks at that new job that I got, the full-time one, you know, with the store where everybody was, every time they texted me and paged me, like, or it was like a panic attack because it was like, oh, am I going to be stuck working all day? Am I not going to go see my kids? I promised my kids I would do dinner with them tonight. There was a day we were supposed to have a hurricane, it turned into a rainstorm, and everybody was like, oh, we're going home because it's not safe for us. I'm like, dude, I literally was 5 minutes from that store taking my kids to a COVID test because they needed a negative test. And I mean, they never had COVID, but like kids around my youngest at daycare had it. So everybody had to get tested. They had to shut the store down, the school, half the school down for 5 days. And then, so I was like at the pediatric place is like 5 minutes from the store. It was perfectly fine. It's drizzling. And they're like, yeah, we have to go home. So they called the district manager, called me, told me to get in. So I had to go in on my one day off that week because I was still working, you know, the CVS job once a week just to keep my benefits. And also keep it as a buffer just in case things didn't work out. And So my heart is beating crazy sometimes. It gets pretty good during the middle of the week, later in the week. I mean, obviously I get the hypertension no matter what, but I mean, you know, by Friday usually it's under 140 and 90 or 80 at some points for the lower number, which I guess is the real important one. But then the visiting nurse comes on Tuesday and she's annoying as shit and pushy and demanding, and she rushes through my stuff sometimes and I don't feel like she's doing her job properly some days. Granted, she only comes once a week and she draws blood, which, you know, obviously I have the PICC line so it doesn't bother me, but I'm so used to getting pricked by the needles, and then, you know, that I get tense, I get anxious, and then she takes my blood pressure and it's like 170 over this. And I'm like, dude, like yesterday I was 126. Like obviously the issue is not my heart right now. It's my head. It's you. You're stressing me out. But what do I know? I'm not a medical professional. I'm not much of anything. I'm just a guy. And now I'm a guy with a podcast again. And, so that kind of catches you up on what's going on with me. I mean, like I said, I do apologize for stopping and not coming back for a while. I'm going to try to do this a little more regularly. Once I get back to work, supposedly I'm supposed to go back the second week of November. We'll see how that goes. Tentatively, my podiatrist is thinking the week before Thanksgiving. Which would suck, especially since I could be making a ton more money when I get back. But also, I don't really want to be rushing myself because I don't want to, you know, make my toe worse. And if the infection doesn't go out of the bone, there could be a little cut and a little bone disappearing there. And then they'd be calling me Nine Toe McGee instead of Ten Toe Guy. mean, nobody calls anybody Tento guy, but it could be me. I don't even know if this is recording right now. I got the mixer going again. I finally figured out how to work it, flip it, and reverse it. The microphone's up, but I still hear, I'm hoping I don't hear static when I record. I didn't plug in the microphone. And then plug the freaking, I wanted to do the headphones. Completely forgot about the headphones because I was just like trying to get this going because I only got 45 more minutes until my wife and kids get home. But let's stop right now and pay some bills.
Hey, you look like you need a new t-shirt. I got you. You go to tpublic.com/user/there-you-go. Right now, you can check out the all new merch store for There You Go Podcast. We have shirts, we have onesies, we have hoodies and kids and adult sizes. We have wall art. Well, that's one wall art thing. Notebooks, mugs, pillows, totes, whatever the hell tapestries are, pins, phone cases, laptop cases, stickers, magnets, masks if you're vaxxed or not, whatever, you can still wear them. It's allowed. The baby onesies look pretty cute. T-shirt, tanks, hoodies, crew, long sleeve tees, baseball tees. That is tpublic.com/user/there-you-go. Buy the merch.
Welcome back. T-shirt store also does notebooks and mugs and stuff. There's four crudely drawn designs that look better on social media than they actually do on shirts, but you know, brother's gotta make some money, right? Or at least try to. No one's bought one yet, except for, technically I bought one, and then I realized afterwards that I screwed up the transparency on one of them, and the other one, the color, just was way too light, so the print looked like shit, so now I got myself a new undershirt to wear, because I'm a big boy who tucks the t-shirt in and puts another shirt over so my belly doesn't hang out, because I respect people and I don't need them to see that. So we're here. I'm here. It's a one-man show. I have an issue I want to bring up that affected me all summer. Separate from, the work stuff, but donut shops. I apparently hate new age donut shops. I don't like the fancy ones. There's a place in Milford, Mass called Basic Batch, and you bite into it and it doesn't taste like anything. Yet people rave about it. Maybe it's healthier, I don't know. Another one that's well known in Boston and on the outskirts of the city called Blackbird Donuts. Top end donuts. I think every donut costs like $3.95 or some shit like that. Drive all the way into Newton Center. For me, that's a 45-minute ride down all these different roads. At the time, I was having issues with my car where there was a loose cable and I couldn't get into the shop because my mechanic, my two mechanics, aka my brother-in-law and my father-in-law, were one of them was on vacation, and when he came back, the other one went on vacation, so they were shorthanded, so I had to wait, or I had to go and pay hundreds of dollars and have somebody else do it. So, randomly, I'd be sitting there trying to take a right turn, and next thing you know, the electrical would go completely out of my car for 2 seconds, and then turn right back on, and my car would still be running, but it would only happen on right turns. So, driving to Newton Center, anybody knows where Newton Center is Blackbird Donuts is right across from the Newton Center Green Line station. It's one-way road. I think it used to be a two-way road, or it's half the street is now seating for restaurants and stuff. So we get all the way in there, grab them, and then we're like, well, there's no place to sit and eat here. I'm not going to eat them in my car because, you know, a lot of them had like Oreo on top and filling and sugar and all stuff on top. So we double back over to the highway, go down to the Norwood Airport, which is like a 15-20 minute ride. Excuse me. And we get there, you know, we're like, okay, well, we'll eat some of the donuts. We'll watch some of the planes fly down and land and take off, the little planes. Obviously, it's not like a Logan Airport, International Airport. It's like a small regional airport. And here comes the fire truck. Yay. Can you hear that, right? Maybe. Yep, fire truck. So we get to the airport. We get a picnic table, open them up. They look really good, and for the price, they should have been really good. Absolute dog shit. So, if you like that kind of stuff, that's good for you. Me, I'm not doing it anymore. I like I like donut shops that have the old fashioned donut shops where it's like it tastes like it's gonna clog your arteries, but it might not, or it will. I mean, if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So take the good, take the bad. It's the facts of life or something. I don't know. But, yeah, so that was just, it's complete bullshit. I hate it. And it pissed me off really bad. So, I mean, some of the best donut shops that we found, we were going once every weekend until the whole thing with the other company started up, and then I started losing my Sundays off and having to work Saturday and Sunday. You can't go donuts during the week because the kids are in school. But I mean, we did our best, and we found some of the old fashioned places. This is definitely not a slight at all, but some of the best donut shops around here are run by Asian families. They're small businesses, and I don't know what they put in it, but they're amazing. I want to give a shout out, free plug. Donut King in Weymouth is amazing. I think today that I'm recording this on the 23rd. I don't know dates because I've been out of work. They're going to be on either Wicked Bites on Nesson or Phantom Gourmet, which is like put on a bunch of different places in the Boston area. They got an article in the local Patriot Ledger, which is like the South Shore of Massachusetts newspaper. They've been around since 86. I'm pretty sure they didn't own it in 86. I'm sure they bought it out. I think it was like 2000s or something. The family bought out. Another fire engine. There's something going down the street from me. But, yeah. So, I mean, we've been there four times since we started this whole crusade back in, I think it was February. Either February or March. It was a warmer day, but it was still cold and leaves weren't back. But we went. The last time was just because I knew my wife could get there because she has to do the driving because I can't use my right foot to drive still until the podiatrist says it's okay. Hopefully Tuesday I'll have okay to start driving again because I'm tired of sitting at home when I could probably, even if I want to go to the grocery store and just grab something, I can't. I have to ask my wife to do it after she's done working, and you know, that just like, that impedes everything because after work, she goes and picks up, you know, our youngest from daycare, and then she's got to go to the grocery store with her. Who knows? She could be in a bad mood and yelling and screaming the whole time. That's not fair to my wife, and I appreciate everything she's done for me. I keep telling her that. But, you know, I kind of want that independence again. just, I need it. Like, obviously, I'm going to have the pick line in for a couple more weeks, but, you know, if I can at least drive again, I could do, I could get out of the house, have some sanity, you know. Hopefully the money will kick in soon so I can actually, like, buy stuff. Oh, the freaking ring hit the desk again. Boy. But, yeah, so sidetracking here. So, yeah, Donut King, amazing, in Weymouth. Don't go to the one in Quincy unless you like four different donuts. Last time I went, they had five donuts left. Like, not five actual donuts, but five flavors left of, like, a whole wall. They weren't baking anymore, and it was only, like, 9:30 in the morning. The place was supposed to be open till like, 3, 4 o'clock. It was cash only, so I had to use an ATM where it cost me like $5 to take money out. Luckily, I had that Chime card where if I take it out of an ATM that they don't partner with, they will reimburse me the fees. So technically, I didn't pay any extra for it, but another free plug to Chime. So donut shops like that are amazing. I mean, they do like the old-fashioned donuts still, but then they put all the decorations on there. Like, they set Halloween ones up right now, where they have like ghosts and Frankenstein, and they have they do the spider donut. If you go to Dunkin' Donuts right now, you get the one with the donut, the chocolate donut hole, and then some of the frosting to make the legs of a spider. The one at Donut King, they instead of frosting for the legs, they put pretzel sticks. So. I guess it's, you know, for people who like pretzels, not me. I should say hard pretzels because I love onions type pretzels because they're not as salty and not as crunchy. So, other places, there's another one that we went to. It was in right outside of East Providence in Swansea. It was called like Homemade Donuts. It's like a small chain down there, and we got a whole dozen, like six or half dozen, actually half dozen. We get half dozen because like the kids each eat one, I eat two, my wife eats like one and a half, and then there's one down there. We paid like $9 for a half dozen. That was like the cheap, actually less than that. It was like $8.40 or something. That was, you know, that was a steal because they were delicious. Like, you know. I mean, that's just the way it is. But that's just like those fancy donuts that they charge like $3-4 each for. I mean, not excluding like say Keen's Donuts up in Saugus, Mass. Up, you know, they're amazing. They're pricey, but they're worth it because they're huge. They have this coffee roll that literally is the size of my head, and it's supposed to feed four. I still want to get it and see if I can eat the whole thing myself. Obviously, I'll pay for it the rest of the day, stomach-wise. But it seems like an adventure to me. That's donuts in a nutshell, I guess. You know, somebody once said, I talk about food a lot. And, I mean, it's kind of like my thing. You know, big boy likes food. But another thing I kind of wanted to mention was, what was it? I just lost my train of thought. So, if you follow sports or whatever, I'm a big Red Sox fan, and they disappointed the hell out of me this week, losing in the American League Championship Series to the Houston Astros. It was heart-wrenching. They lost the first game, and then they blew them out of the water the next two games, and then they just got beat up for three straight games, and it was tough to watch, you know, physically and emotionally, but that team was written off at the beginning of the season, and nobody thought they would ever get that into the playoffs, never mind winning 92 games, beating a 101 team to get into the playoff officially. Beating the Yankees, which was always amazing because the Yankees are, you know, the arch rival, the 27-time ring champs, but they haven't won one in over a decade. So suck it, New York Yankees, not the New York people. I like you. unless you don't like stuff, I guess, you know, and things. But yeah, so I mean, I want to give them a shout out, but also let them know they broke my heart this week. Physically, it was a pain to watch because the 8 o'clock games were on, and then other shows would be on. Like I said before, I'm a huge wrestling fan, so Monday night there's wrestling at 8 o'clock, and then there's a Red Sox game at 8 o'clock. So we had this extra 24-inch TV from when my kid was doing homeschooling. We put the HDMI plug into it just so she wouldn't have to stare at the laptop all day, so she could look at the TV to see like what her class is doing, kind of keep the strain off her eyes. It's just been sitting here. So this past week, I put it on the little play. We have a little play dining room table for the girls that looks identical to the one we have in the dining room area. And I put it up near the fireplace with a mantle where the big TV's above. And I'd have the game on, but I put it on silent on the little TV, and then I would watch, you know, wrestling or whatever other shows were on the big TV. Or during the day, they had at least one 4 o'clock game. So my kids are home at between four and five, and they want to watch Ryan's World. They want to watch the show Henry Danger, which my kid got me hooked on because it was originally done by one of the guys who produced like All That and Keenan and Kel back in the 90s. So he's got a, you know, good sense of, you know, putting adult humor into kid shows where it's not like creepy or anything, even though the guy himself was creepy and then got fired by Nickelodeon for taking feet pictures of the underage actors and actresses. Dan Schneider. They'd be watching that on the big TV. I'd be watching the game on the small TV, kind of bouncing back and forth, you know, obviously keeping the volume down. And, you know, when everybody was gone, nothing else was on, game goes on the big TV. Now I can put the TV back today once I'm done recording, because I kind of use the space where the TV sits on my desk to put the mixer back up. So far, so good. I mean, if you do hear some scratching in there or a little static, I apologize. I don't know how to fix that. I have tightened everything on the microphone. I've moved the filter back and forth a little bit. I've tried the plug on the mixer. I even plugged in a Bluetooth like receiver to play noises from my phone to see if that works. And then I have no reason to use the noises on the phone right now because I don't know when I'm going to use it. The mixer's got some clap back things and stuff. I just found out last night while testing it, I spent like 45 minutes testing it to get the settings right to where I want it, where it doesn't sound like I'm an echo or things like that. It does have a button where I can make calls now and use that, the triangulated voice or whatever it's called, where, like on TV where they black out your face and they change your voice. So it sounds like this.
I have your child and I'm going to steal your, I want all your money. I don't know. I'm not really good at this.
So apparently now I can make ransom calls. But I don't think I'm going to because I'm not that guy. I could also sound like a baby, I guess.
This is me in a baby voice. Hi, I'm a baby. I'm Corey the baby.
I think I'm filling time right now because this episode's not running too long, and I felt bad when I came back from that first break and I was only doing like 35, 40 minute episodes and kind of filling it with bullshit. And now I feel like I'm doing the same thing. But I'm going to try to also record another one on top of this. I don't know. I feel like I need to change the format a little bit and actually come up with a topic to talk about like once a week and, you know, I'm also toying with, like, if I could get enough time, I would love to do a separate podcast. I came up with an awesome one that I would need a second person for, an idea with a really good name, and I looked it up online, and no one's used that name. I'm not going to put it out there because someone's going to steal it, you know, the one of the couple people that listen to us. But, it would require another guy, obviously, because of the name, I guess, unless there's some lady dudes out there. I don't even know what a lady dude would be. Maybe a woman that claims she's a dude, because, you know, I'm a dude, you're a dude, she's a dude, he's a dude, we're all dudes. A good burger. I don't know. I want to keep this going. I want to keep moving on, and that was my knuckle, and evolving it, and, you know, I've never gotten any real feedback. I mean, I've had a couple people give me, like, a little bit of feedback, but I haven't had any real, real feedback where it's like, oh, hey, you know, you could try to do this, you could try to do that. Trying not to invest any more money into this thing, but, you know, I've done everything I can non-financially. I got the Instagram, I got the Twitter, we have Facebook now. It's like facebook.com/TYGpod, because There You Go Pod was, like, really long, and I think someone had that one, so I tried There You Go Podcast, and it was like someone had that too, because apparently there's more than two out there. So I just did TYG Pod because it's easier to type in. So feel free to go and like that. I think I'm the only person that likes it right now. I barely have used it. I can post, like, when the episodes drop, they immediately will go to Facebook once they're uploaded too. So check that out. I have the link tree. I got the store where, the store doesn't cost me any money to run it. I get, like, a small percentage of the sales. I mean, I don't even remember what I got when I bought the two shirts I had, but because it didn't really matter to me. I didn't register it. Because obviously I spent the money to earn the money back, but, yeah. So, feel free to check all that stuff out. I'm almost begging here to get, you know, thoughts and comments. Feel free to leave comments on, you know, the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook. You can leave messages for me on the Anchor page as well. Just let me know what you think. You know, even topics. I don't know. I gotta try and grow this a little bit, because, I mean, this is a project for me that, you know, like I said a long time ago, I always wanted to get into radio, but this is as close as I'm ever gonna get. So, yeah, just, you know, feedback, please. Please, feedback. I appreciate anybody who listens to this anyway, so. Thank you guys, and I'm gonna play one more little ad thing here, and then I'm gonna drop the ending. So if you want to check out, leave it now without finding out my social media. Thanks, whatever. Hang on. You'll hear more about the social media and stuff in a minute. Cool. God, I'm really bad at this again. I need more practice. Now, if you want to be like Anchor and sponsor the show, please feel free to email us at thatcoreycrow, CoreyCrow at gmail.com. That's gmail.com. And let us know. We'd be glad to have you. Or you can follow the show page, Instagram and Twitter, which are all linked on a brand new Linktree page. If you'd like to follow us on social media, the handle for Twitter is at There You Go Son. On Instagram, it's at There You Go Pod. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/TYG podcast. We have a Linktree link. It's Linktree with a dot between the EE and the R / That Corey Crow. That will link you to everything from the merch store to the Instagram to the Facebook to the Twitter to my personal ones where I'm on social media at That Corey Crow on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for listening to There You Go, and we'll be back with another episode as soon as possible. Thank you. Goodbye.